This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, this seggy will be about money. I just get interested in the Forbes franchise valuations every year.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because it's kind of the same every year. They just keep going up and up and up, and all these franchises are worth billions and billions and billions, and it's just, I don't know.
Someone
predictable.
Is it the Eagles? Someone is selling a 10% stake to some investors.
I
think it's the Eagles.
Well, I was going to bring that up. There's actually two NFL teams that quietly have sold to private equity. Not majority stakes, yes. But they've sold off pieces to private equity, which the NFL, for the longest time, they have been staunchly against.
Yes.
Private equity.
And you still have to have a majority owner that owns, like, whatever it is, 40 or 50% of a team. But they are open now to selling these pieces. And it was Jeffrey Loria who sold 8% of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And then Stephen Ross sold, let's see if I can get the percentage. He sold a bit of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Too.
Because remember, some of these guys don't necessarily have liquid cash. I mean, like you're tied up in the value of your team, but there is a difference between having a ton of cash. And remember, when you sign players to guaranteed deals, you have to put that guaranteed money in an escrow account. It's one of the reasons why the Raiders have never really been big players in giving people big free agents, because you have to put that money away, and they tend to be a cash poor organization. So if you're Jeffrey Loria, you just sold 8% of your team, and the team was valued at $8.3 billion.
Yikes.
So, dude, that's a nice little chunk of change.
You know, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're just there and someone's like, wait, I can get how much? Like, what? Huh? Okay. Yeah.
How long before the Saudis are in the NFL?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember if it was the Saudis or another Middle East fund like that, but I believe the group that owns the Wizards and the Capitals, and then maybe the Mystics as well, I do believe that they bought into the Washington Sports Group that owns that. They got a little piece of
it. Fantastic.
Do you think we could get the Saudis to incentivize everyone in the NBA to not do the load management thing? Like, is there enough money there? They're just like, here, just seriously play every game. Can we do that?
I like it.
Well, I mean, we are at the point now where not many people are going to be able to afford this.
Well, they could threaten them with the bone saw.
Yeah, that would certainly do it. I don't know if the NFL would ever do that, but
but we also said they'd never open themselves up to private equity, and here they are.
Well, remember too that the NFL, like, we always think of the NFL as like this corporation, and it's not. It's just 32 rich guys. And when Jeffrey Loria goes and says, hey, dumbasses, I would like $700 million in cash for 8% of a team that I'll probably never sell anyways, so shut up. And then everyone's like, is that a good idea? And they're like, wait, I can get $700 million? And he's like, yes. And they're like, well, I want that too. And therefore, now you can sell to private equity. I mean, wait till the Saudis come and are like, yeah, we, instead of 700, so he got 700 million for 8% of the Eagles. Wait till the Saudis come in and are like, how about instead of 700 mil, how about for 8%, I give you 2 billion. And all of a sudden, watch the NFL owners all get together and be like, hey, well, you know, let's not judge the Saudis too harshly here, people.
Exactly.
Because remember, it is not, there is no league. Like, Roger Goodell is nothing. The NFL is nothing. It's just a group of people hired by 32 rich old white guys and Khan down in Jacksonville that get to decide.
The is he the one non-white guy? Well, the Bills, isn't the Bills gal, she's an Asian lady.
Is she?
Pagula, right?
I'll look it up.
The wife? The widow, maybe?
The widow?
No, I feel like I'm over my skis.
Well, I know that there's one that who's not an old, rich, white guy. And outside of that, I'm not ready to stick my neck out.
I think it's Terry Pagula's wife.
You feeling pretty good about that?
No, I feel terrible about it, but I think she's Asian.
Okay.
And
so we got some.
But I don't know, did Terry Pagula die? I don't think he did.
I don't think so.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. So we've got a wife. I have all 32 owners that I'm clicking through here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
What do we have?
Do we have
any ladies?
Well, they started with Shad Khan.
Yeah.
And then after that, I got white.
Where is Shad Khan from? Or what is his nationality?
I believe he's Indian.
Okay. Pakistani-American.
Hey, don't look now, but we've got a white lady. We've got an old, rich white lady, Denise York of the 49ers.
Running the Niners?
Yeah. Does that do anything for you?
Well, yes.
That's Jed's mom, right?
Jed's.
That makes you feel better that we have an old white lady?
Well, yeah. I think there's a couple old white ladies. Isn't the Bills widow the old white lady?
I'm scrolling through, and I got a lot of old white guys. I mean a lot of old white guys.
Well, get through the whole list.
I'm working on it.
There's only one?
We got Jody.
Oh, yeah. The Seahawks.
Old white lady.
But she doesn't really own the team. She just is the head of the trust that owns the team.
Well, I mean, but technically she would be in charge, right?
Well, yeah, but she's not the owner. She won't even return his calls, no. You freaking bitch. Yeah, what is up with that?
I think we got Shad Khan, and I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it say for the Bills? Is Terry Pagula still with us?
I scrolled through the entire list, and I saw a couple ladies that were all white and then a bunch of old white guys, so... Unless this is
well, an you
old
said
list.
A couple ladies. This is what we want to know. Who are the ladies?
Oh, God bless
you. You're doing
America.
A terrible job.
Well, it was one of those where I just had to click through to see the photos.
I think there's at least three technically NFL owners who are women. Mm-hmm. So you said York. I want to say the Bills. The Bills. And then.
Okay.
Jodes.
Actually, according to this, so I just AI, it says there are 10 female owners.
I don't trust AI.
It says Sheila Ford Hamp with the Lions.
None of us trust AI.
Oh, yeah. The Ford lady is running things.
Virginia McCaskey in Chicago. McNair in Houston.
There it is. McNair. That's
Gail Benson in Seattle. Jordy Allen.
Wait. Who? Gail Benson?
Gail Benson.
That was the
Saints.
That was the wife.
Oh, Saints. You said Seattle.
Well, yeah. Seattle is Jordy Allen.
Okay.
And then we got Strunk down in Tennessee, Pagula in Buffalo, as you mentioned.
So all the old guys died.
Yes.
Well, 10 of the old guys died.
But like this says Carol Davis for the Las Vegas Raiders, but it's not because...
See, I don't trust AI.
I think there's a difference between someone that's running teams and someone that was married or kind of, you know, is kind of in charge.
What if the old white ladies take over the NFL? They team up.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
So like with the Bills, this says Kim and Terry Pagula have co-owned the Bills since 2014.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought his wife was a major player there.
Yeah. And then, the Virginia McCaskey lady that technically owns it, she's 101 for God's sakes.
Well.
She's 101.
So what?
Is she in charge?
She's wise.
I don't think so.
She's been around.
And then Jimmy Haslam that's D. So there's not many female only, but the Lions
are. Haslam's with us. He didn't die.
Yes, the Lions are the Sheila Ford Hamp is the owner.
Yeah, because the old Ford guy died.
Yes.
Okay, so there's more than we thought.
Yeah, they're all white.
Well, yes, except for Shad Khan.
Yeah.
So Shad Khan, whatever his name
look,
is.
We got one. We got one.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well.
Does that do anything for you?
Well, the women. I want the women to take over the NFL. I think that would be awesome.
Hey, we're tired of all these old white men running things. Let's get some old white women in here. Stat.
They'd probably be better at it. Anyway, the Cowboys are once again the highest valued franchise in all of sports.
Yeah.
They are now at $10 billion.
And they would probably sell for...
$10 billion. They would probably sell for 20?
I would think they would sell close to that. I mean, a lot of these valuations, once the team gets sold, dude, they don't sell for anywhere near that. Like, I mean, they go for such bigger dough. And with all the things that come along with the Cowboys and all the stuff that they've built... Dude, that's got to be $18 to $20 billion.
Guess which U.S. sports franchise is second highest valued?
I'm going to probably say the Yankees.
Nope, the Yankees are actually fourth now.
Yankees are fourth.
Can you believe that? Okay, so guess two and three. Buck, did you see these?
I haven't seen them. I'm going to guess the Dodgers is one of them.
Nope.
What about the Patriots?
Nope.
What about the Warriors?
Warriors number two, $8.8 billion.
Bought it for $400 million, like 15 years ago.
The Warriors, really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yankees
Silicon four. Valley, Steph Curry, championships, let's go.
So Yankees are fourth, Knicks are fifth.
That's saying something.
Who's third?
Because the Knicks have done jack squat. And it's not the... I always thought the Patriots were up there.
They're sixth.
So I would assume it's NFL teams, so yep. Like Pittsburgh, Steelers, Ravens.
Oh, God, Jets. No. You're on the wrong track with Pittsburgh. That's small market.
This Rams.
Rams, right there. $7.6 billion.
Well, and again, they built a $5 billion stadium that's theirs. Yep. So there you go.
Exactly. So the top three most valued franchises in the U.S. are Cowboys, Warriors, Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Rams doesn't really fit in there. Where are the Lakers?
They are top 10. It's all New York, LA.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Makes sense.
Blazers are 24th in the NBA. They are now valued at $3.5 billion.
They'll sell for, I mean, they got a crappy arena, but yeah, they'll sell for five or six.
Four, five?
Yeah.
They are right in between the Jazz and the Pistons. You know, I was looking at the NBA list. Half of that league is worth between $3 and $4 billion. Yeah. Pretty much half is all like bunched up in between $3 and $4 billion.
Sure.
And then of course you have your major market players that are worth a lot more.
Like, what did they value on this list? What did they value the Eagles at? Because we know what the evaluation they just gave them.
Good question.
For just selling a piece.
Wheels.
You know, they were valued at 8.3. And by the way, I'm guessing that that's what they say they're valued at. I guarantee that that's not what Loria sold at. I guarantee he put that at something higher. He probably cleared $1 billion on that.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Scrolling. Stand by, please. There they are. 6.6 billion.
6.6.
They're eighth.
And already they have it, supposedly in the stories, valued at 8.3. And I'm guessing he's like, if you want 8% of my team, I'm valuing it at more than 8.3. Just these teams are, you just don't lose money on them. And the ones that are coming up now with a bullet, like the last good investment we had was the MLS.
Yeah. Because they don't pay the players a ton.
Yeah. Well, and remember, those teams were worth very little. Like, I want to say Merritt Paulson bought the Timbers for like $25 million.
They got that Apple deal, that TV deal.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not really going that well. Am I wrong about that?
It wasn't going great. And then when Messi came over, it started doing much, much better.
Well, every time I tuned into it, which wasn't often, but I've seen it on there, it's all Messi stuff.
Yeah.
Everything, all the content on there is Messi, 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 Messi.
Yes. And because he is the one that, he's the one that moved the needle. He actually came over because originally they said that deal was sucking eggs, but people started paying attention when he came over and he gets a piece of that. Dude, that guy is rolling in money. But Merritt Paulson, it was $35 million to enter the Major League Soccer as an expansion team. And a lot of those teams now are $1 billion teams. I don't know if the Timbers are there yet, but if you remember during that whole sex scandal and mismanagement and all that, he sold the Thorns. But you know what he didn't sell? The Timbers. He was like, yeah, I'm going to sell the Thorns and I'm just going to lay low for a while. He ain't selling the Timbers because that thing, if it's not worth $1 billion now, it's going to be real, real soon. Because I know last year, I think for the first time, several teams were valued at over $1 billion.
Boy, Matthew Stafford has already thrown two interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Both dropped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he has thrown it right to two Niners. Mm. On both of their drives, yeah. And they dropped another. They've had to punt both times, but
yeah you can't. That's what I say, man. Trusting the Rams is tough.
It really is.
1 week they look all world, and then the next it just goes straight to hell.
Yeah, it's 3-0 Niners. By the way, the lowest valued NFL franchise, $4.1 billion. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, and they're cheap.
And the Lions are 31st.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. As good as they are.
A little bit. So this is MLS, which again, you could buy in for just a couple, you know, 25, 30 million, not that long ago. FC Los Angeles, 1.2, Miami over a bill, Galaxy a bill. I'm looking to see where your Portland, your Timbers are about 700 mil. It's not a bad investment.
Let's take a look at the quarterbacks in the portal. Next, here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.